Jazz here, and I am so digging the GeekCast Radio Network.
You got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you're listening to the latest episode of All Things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm Steve Megatron, and joining me is
myself. Yes.
Yeah, you like to talk to yourself.
I simply have a penchant for intelligent conversation.
Yes, because after all, I am the worst podcaster in the world. Anyway, I am, of course, TFG on Mike.
Well, you don't have a trophy, so it doesn't count.
I'm sure you could create a trophy image for me with it just
those that criticize my... should provide. If they want to create a Razzies award for podcasters, send it to get in contact with feedback@geekcastradio.com and I'll give you Mike's address. Until then.
It's under the bridge down the street now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is all things.
That's what happened to their podcast. So, courtesy of Showflix's YouTube channel, they shared the new Transformers BotBots cartoon trailer.
Are you sure we won't get into trouble?
Of course we won't. Now, hurry up and have some fun before we get in big trouble.
Operation Secret Shindig is online.
BotBots.
It's BotBot time, y'all. Yeah, let's go. The flesh creature's coming.
What in the world is going on here? Oh, I thought I still had more episodes left.
When the Energon cloud hit and we came to life, you were all stuck in here. The lost and found. You're the lost bots.
The two words that describe us best.
You probably don't even know about the rest of us in the mall. All of us bots belong to a different squad. You've got friends out there you've never even met yet. You should go find your squads.
I want to come with you and find where I belong.
I do as well.
If we're going to get accepted back by our squads, we have no time to waste. No bot may ever reveal to the flesh beings that we exist. There would be major consequences.
This is only the beginning!
These are robot stereotypes. Does he really think we eat nuts and bolts?
Well, is it possible the flesh creature built these with a blindfold on?
Don't worry. Just be yourself. Sure, you're a little weird, and one of you not saying who is distractingly unhygienic.
It could mean anybody, really.
It's all about the BotBots, baby.
Yeah, it's a new 10-episode comedy series based on the... They call it the fun BotBots line, but I've yet to see one in the store.
Okay, so... I've actually heard, so I listened to several podcasts recently. I think one of them was Transmissions because they do Beast Wars reviews just like we do. But the Transmissions podcast crew, and they had mentioned this. And I think also I had listened to Radio Free Cybertron, Brian Kilby, and his crew. They had also mentioned this. The BotBots toys were out like 2 or 3 or 4 years ago in stores. They're not in stores anymore.
I don't even remember seeing them.
I don't either. I might have seen like one and thought... What is that? Is that some sort of it was just one of those like passing glances kind of like I wasn't like picking up the box and inspecting it. However, this new 10-episode cartoon series that they are doing.
Don't you love how they can give this 22 minute episodes but they can't give Cyberverse 22-minute episodes, or how about this, Netflix? How come you can give this 10 episodes, but you couldn't give each part of the trilogy of War for Cybertron 10 episodes so they could at least flesh it out more, so they weren't, granted, they probably would have still dragged down the dialogue, but at least they could have fleshed out some more of the character backgrounds and, you know, made it more interesting.
Yeah. What have we been saying for the past, let's say, 5.5, 6 years? Transformers is so dark and serious. Oh my God. It's so dark. And I know we had Rescue Bots and Rescue Bots Academy and everything else. And honestly, this show, the BotBot show, is directly aimed towards children. And that's fine. Absolutely fine. However, I get a kick out of this because it's something that isn't Optimus Prime, Elita, I must save. It isn't some dark thing.
Well, even the Nickelodeon show's not dark.
No. I know Earthspark isn't dark either. I'm just saying, like, this is the new Rescue Bots. And
I prefer the old Rescue Bots. I actually watched it. Like,
it's I do too, yeah.
It was not bad at all. Like, even Academy was good. And
yeah, no, Rescue Bots is not bad. I have never said Rescue Bots is bad.
So
all it.
So TFW says, we won't spoil the fun, so watch the trailer below. What's your impression of it before I dive in?
Oh, boy. So I don't know how true this is, and maybe, hopefully, I can get her on the podcast. Genevieve Frank, who wrote some of the Transformers comics at the end of the first part of the IDW, when Unicron came into IDW and all that, she wrote some of that stuff. And she was on an episode of The Pullback with Ryan and Amy. I was just in the intro beginning. I wasn't on with them. But she actually had an idea years ago about Transformers. She called it Mallformers, where it's basically Transformers characters hanging out in the mall. But she was using, like, Optimus and Rodimus and Blur and Wheelie. You know, she was using all the and, you know, whatever. But this, I find this fun and refreshing, because it's it's Transformers Mall Rats. Eat your heart out, Kevin Smith, you dickhead. I'm very much in the positive on the BotBots thing, just because we need something funny and fresh right now with Transformers. I can tell you're not enthused at all.
I watched this trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I was not impressed at all. I saw majority of the garbage that Cartoon Network puts out now, like the Steven Universe, the Thundercats Roar, I would put it a notch above Thundercats Roar, but honestly, like, I don't love the designs. I don't like the characterizations. I hate this type of animation with a passion. And then too, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just too strange. Like, okay, a cheeseburger turns into a Transformer that looks like an Optimus Prime. And then you've got a toilet plunger. Like, My kids honestly took one look at it and they were like, this is stupid.
But again,
like, and they're 6 and 9.
Yeah, I know. But again, like, okay, so you got the toilet plunger, the cheeseburger, whatever other things you have here. And, you know, call me crazy, but as much as I love the seriousness of Transformers storytelling, we have had 2007, 2022, 15 years of serious, whether it was good or bad storytelling, 15 years of serious, dark Transformer storytelling in live action film, in most of the cartoons. And don't get me wrong, I love Prime. I love, you know, Rescue Bots. I love all of that stuff. And I enjoy the War for Cybertron trilogy. I have not gone back and rewatched any of it, but I enjoyed it when we were watching it to do it for the show. You know, as I've said before in other episodes, Karen passed away. My wife passed away in November of 2021. So I've been looking down the very dark end of Megatron's fusion cannon lately as far as just like needing something to pull me out. And this to me is hilarious. You know, I don't know, just based on the trailer, I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. I think it's something that they've never really done before, because you're basically combining the kids and the bots into one thing. So you don't need to have, yes, the burger guy kind of looks like an Optimus Prime knockoff. Fine, whatever. But you don't need to have Optimus Prime or Bumblebee or whatever. It's a fresh new thing that's comedy, that isn't so doom and gloom.
Which, I get that, and I think I could get past it a little bit more if it wasn't the absurdity that it is. Like, these tiny bots, like, the show just sounds asinine to me.
Okay, the
animation style, and then just, I don't know, I think I could deal with it if it was, like, more regular... uplifting. Like, I don't know, I found more humor in like the Rescue Bot stuff or in Cyberverse than a lot of other Transformers series, and they were good, and Beast Wars had a lot of dark, but it had a lot of humor too, in at least in season one and parts of season two as well. But then you kind of you had like stupid comedy that was in the Armada trilogy or in Rid. And then
see, I think that's where I'm approaching this fresh, is because I don't remember half of that crap.
Well, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Recently.
Well, I've seen it. Well, I haven't seen it recently, but like, that's why I'm saying I don't really remember. And the other thing is, the reason why this also gravitate towards this is because somewhere between 13 and 16, I would always end up in various different schools because I kept moving around and things like that. And some of these school buildings are, you know, older than dirt. And I've always kind of wanted to see what it would be like to live inside of a school. So basically, you take any, you know, school building that's been around at least 50, 60, 70 years, you know, and after class is out, you know, you go to another floor and you have your bed, you know, whatever kind of thing. So this is also what this kind of reminds me of that, because my idea of that, because this is the lost bots have to be reconnected to their tribes. And the thing is, they can only be active at night, kind of thing. And you can't let any actual, because there are other human characters. So even though the designs look like kids as bots, there are other human characters and they cannot be seen by any. I just find it funny. I just find it interesting and refreshing for me personally. Something different, something that we haven't really had before.
And I get it. I don't know. I can't get past it. Like, Earthspark is kind of even partially off-putting, but I can at least get past it because I haven't seen it yet. Like, there's not much there in the teaser.
Yeah, no.
To go off and, of. I mean, this, I get the entire gist just from the trick teaser, and I don't need to see any more.
Yes. All right, so let's move on to toys. And in the 40th anniversary G.I. Joe live stream, they revealed the Decepticon Megatron Hiss Tank Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
I was reading something funny about this on Discord, and people were like, this is what they came up with? This is what they came up with for it? Because it's basically a reshelled War for Cybertron Megatron that they couldn't throw out, that they just were like, yeah, let's throw some his tank shell on it and see what we got.
I mean, for what this box is, it's kind of cool. Well, okay, yes, it's expensive.
I do like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like that it turns into a his tank. Like, yeah. I would love to see the Optimus Prime his tank that they used in the IDW G.I. Joe IDW Devil's Due or Image comics, where they did the crossover and they had Prime turned into one of these because it was epic and they gave him a totally new transformation and just looked really cool. So like I am interested,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, like this isn't one that I would have to like run out and get.
Yeah. I mean, again, I want them. Again, I will reference our episode at the end of last year. We weren't sure what was coming this year because we hadn't really seen anything yet. And of course, you usually see stuff by now in February, in March. And we're kind of seeing where Transformers and Hasbro is going this year. And like I said, this isn't for me, but I love looking at the packaging. I love looking at the figure. I love that they got this Baroness figure in here and she actually fits in the his tank cockpit. I think that's cool.
Well, I like that she's also in the cockpit on his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is so fun. And yeah, it's very much a fun little thing, a fun little way to celebrate G.I. Joe's 40th anniversary.
Agreed.
Up next is some third-party stuff. We have Black Sea Spray. This is from Weibo Updates from third-party company Dr. Wu. And it's a Black Sea Spray. It's basically a repainted Sea Spray.
About Micromaster scale, 5 to 6 centimeters tall.
Yep.
Yeah, Weibo seems to be the place where you find all of the new robots coming.
Yeah.
But you can't read it, and you got to have an account just to get into a lot of it.
Jeez. I like it. They are also doing, Dr. Wu is also doing the Rainmakers. Acid Rain is the first one, and then they're going to do the other ones. They've even got a Blitzwing one in here. Or not Blitzwing, that's one of the other ones. Purple Lightning. Okay. I mean, if I ever wanted a jet, I guess that's what it would be, is Purple Lightning. And they have Solar Wind. So that's kind of cool for the Rainmakers to remake them like that. Holy crap, they have him sitting next to a Twin Cast. Wow, that's cool. Again, I am not a third-party person, but I like seeing these because, again, they are the Rainmakers. You don't often see the Rainmakers get a lot of love. So, yeah, Acid Rain, Solar Wind, and Purple Lightning are the three, and cool.
Yeah, I like third-party stuff, but that's because they often come up with stuff that's better or that Hasbro will never touch.
Yeah.
Or they come up with different sizing scales, which are nice as well. Like, for instance, when you get involved with certain Transmetal Masterpiece figures,
mm-hmm.
they don't make them Masterpiece scale, or they don't have all of the show details. Like, I would much rather have, like, and don't get me wrong, I don't really care if they're Masterpiece. That's not the issue. I don't care if they're like that scale.
Yeah.
Like, cause scale means diddly squat to me.
Yeah.
The quality of it. And if it looks like the show, that's honestly where it's at for me.
Yeah.
Because if they can do that, then I'm all in. But
yep.
So for instance, say you want Transmetal Megatron, or you want Optimal Optimus, or you want Transmetal Rat Trap. Like the Rat Trap, for instance, has all of the show details. You know, his gun, his belly bomb, his tail in correct formation, his backpack flips around, you know, his mouth opens. Or if you look at Megatron, like he looks exactly like the show.
Yep.
With multiple head sculpts and, you know, light up tail. He's got the golden disc reader, you know, all of those little accessories. Or you look at Optimal, where, you know, having had the official one from Hasbro, you know, decades ago, the head sculpt leaves something to be desired in the original.
True.
As well as the fact that the backpack doesn't fold down in the back, and the cannons don't fold in, and there's, you know, and of course there's modern stuff too that a lot of the new stuff has, like, for instance, not just the lighting, but the ankle tilts. Like, even War for Cybertron has ankle tilts, which they didn't have back when, you know, G1 or Beast Wars were out. So those are nice little additions, so you can pose them differently because they have that extra flexibility in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I like third parties, because they do that. Now, there are the third party where they knock off.
Yeah.
Like they strictly lock off, or knock off the, for instance, like Dinobot, Tigatron, Cheetor, Megatron, mm-hmm. you know, the Hasbro masterpiece, where it's kind of like, yeah, that's pretty much theft. Like, that's not, they're not creating something new out of, you know, an old design or something. They're just straight up, yeah, let's just take it.
Yeah. So we also have our first look at the Micro Machine Transformers playsets and vehicle packs found at U.S. retail. So, Micro Machine Transformers toys, brand new. It seems we have our first U.S. sighting of some of them. Now, I am, like, that's kind of where I'm stopping with the TFW article, because I grabbed that picture and I zoomed in on it and I didn't notice at first, but it has the 2007 and Revenge of the Fallen
movie aesthetic.
Lettering on it. And it also has Bugatti, BMW, M6, Cabrio.
And GM.
And GM.
So they turn into a car and they turn into a...
Yeah.
Which, okay, you know.
Again,
I like the idea of Micro Machines. I really do. But I think that their time is kind of past.
I don't. Because I think it's one of those things where you want to get kids into this. Like... Has it passed for us? For some of us, yes, and that's fine. You know, we all can choose to like or not like or collect and not collect what we want. But I remember having Micro Machines as a kid.
No, I have a Star Trek Enterprise that you remember the Micro Machines they used to have for the
– Yeah.
And they weren't that micro. I mean, they were
– Yeah.
They weren't tiny, but they weren't – you know, they were like little miniature ships that were like maybe an inch and a half – long, maybe 2 inches at most. And then they sold like a 30 pack, and I bought it once because it came with the Enterprise A. And that was the only way you could get that stupid ship. And so I bought it, and I still have the Enterprise A. I don't have the rest of it anymore, but I still have that one. But yeah, I mean, I liked them back in the day. I don't particularly care for them now, but yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, I know there are a lot of Hot Wheels collectors out there, and I don't want to piss off the Hot Wheels community, but like the only Hot Wheel I have now is sitting right on my desk, and it's the Super Pursuit Kit Knight Rider car. But, you know, again, you can like or not like what you want to. It's not any one thing or the other. I think these new Transformers ones are cool because, again, if you wanted to, you could try to find these with your kids and get them into the Micro Machines thing through the Transformers. Because I don't remember a lot of Micro Machines back in the day having a lot of crossovers. Like, I remember just regular Micro Machine cars. I don't remember Micro Machine Transformers or Micro Machine Mask or Micro Machine Knight Rider or any of that stuff. I just remember they were all regular, like I said, Bugatti, BMW, GM.
This is the Micro Machine Man, presenting the most midget miniature motorcade of Micro Machine. This one has dramatic details, terrific trim, precision paint jobs, plus incredible Micro Machine pocket playsets. There's a police station, fire station, restaurant, service station, and more. Perfect pocket portables to take any place. And there are many miniature playsets to play with, and each one comes with its own special edition Micro Machine vehicle and fun, fantastic features that miraculously move. Raise the boat lift at the airport marina, man the gun turret at the army base, clean your car at the car wash, raise the toll bridge. And these playsets fit together to form a Micro Machine world. Micro Machine pocket playsets, so tremendously tiny, so perfectly precise, so dazzlingly detailed, you'll want to pocket them all. Micro Machine. A Micro Machine pocket playset sold separately from Galoob. The smaller they are, the better they are.
Had a Micro Machine back in the day of Beast Wars.
Very cool.
The Orca Maximal base and the Arachnid Predacon base.
Oh, very cool. Up next is more vintage Beast Wars. We have Cyber Shark reissue in hand images and Wolfang reissue in hand images. Who are these characters?
Kirk is basically one of those rejected deluxes from 1997, but he also kind of was like almost like Skybite in a sense from Grid, almost.
Yeah,
but
I
think it,
it
might have been the influence there. And then we have, which that one I don't care. I don't like the shark anyway, but Wolfgang or Wolfang, I like. He was another one of those original molds from 96 that never got into the show. And he too has the mutant mask. I mean, most of them do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the design in beast mode. The robot mode, it's okay, but I like the Takara, like Japanese version better that they used in other series of Beast Wars over there. But I don't know. This one's interesting. I would be tempted for it, but I would want to remold it. Its beast form.
I understand that the person that gave the images to TFW wanted to get every angle. I'm sorry. I do not need a Wolfang butt shot in beast mode. I know it's to show the back of his legs, but literally his tail is pointed right at the camera like he's going to fart and run away. No, I like this. Like you said, I like the beast mode more than the bot mode. Because at first, the bot mode with the black face and the blue eyes, or not purple eyes, at first I thought it was a reused Megatron head. It's not, but I thought it was.
It flips up. There's a visor on it that flips
up. Yeah.
The bullets stick through the chest. What I've noticed and what's funny is the kids are like, wait, the old stuff had spring-loaded, like, cannons? And I was like, yeah, they did. And they hurt.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Because, well, what's funny is my stepsister had this one, which wasn't too bad for its cannon because it's literally, like, a grappling hook from Batman. But... like, have you ever shot yourself with an Optimal Optimus?
Yes, I have.
I was trying to, I remember when I bought it, and I was trying to figure out how to use it as a kid. And I was sitting there with it at the kitchen table. I was messing with the bullets. I could not for the life of me figure out how to get them out. I didn't read the instructions. I just transformed it off just watching him off the show. But I didn't know you were supposed to pull back on the little mechanism. So I'm sitting there and I'm messing with it. And then I pull it back and I'm staring at the cannons right in the face. I shot both my eyes.
Oh, no. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
And I was in so much pain. My eyes were like watering and teary eyed. And I was like, I just shot myself.
Jeez. The last bit of toy news we have is somebody finally cleaned up Galvatron.
Well, all I can say is...
So we're getting a leader-class Galvatron along with, I assume that's a Laser Optimus Prime.
Galvatron without his battle damage.
Yeah.
And it is with Laser Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that is very cool. I think that's great. I remember Balt Matrix did a video where he's like, yeah, you can just wash this stuff off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I am so glad that number one, mainly my collection, is Funko now. And I am so glad I never got that Galvatron because the only one, as I've said on other episodes of this show, the only one I really, really want is the reformatted version. I think that's hilarious that they are putting that out now.
Well, people are mad about it, too. Like, some people are like, what the heck? Why'd they do that for?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Galvatron's back. He's going to fight with Optimus Prime. And he does look better without the damage.
No, he does. Absolutely, he does. Yes, but, most definitely.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't that significant on the other one. Yeah, you had some of that blotchy blue on his chest. And then you had some of the grayish scuffing on his feet.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, he didn't really have any damage. I mean, he has it on his arms, and he has it on his chest, and then he has it on part of his feet.
Yeah, but you think about it. Hasbro has really gotten their money's worth in this new leader class Galvatron mold.
Well, they have on that, and they have on Optimus Prime and Ultra Magnus and Megatron.
Yeah.
They've like milked it for all it's got.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this is like the fourth mold they have of Galvatron at this point.
Yeah. So they had the original with the dirt on it, with the battle damage on it. And then they had the one I want, which is the Tron-looking reformatted one from when he gets reformatted from Unicron. Then they had the full toy, you know, original 86 color variant. And now they have this clean one. So they've been before, hey, if you can get four designs out of one mold, more power to you. Great. Give the people what they want. Absolutely. All right. So what's up next? Up next, we've got, before we take a quick break, folks, apparently Skywarp is joining the Fight to Forge or Forge to Fight or whatever, some Forge weird to fight. Game. Forge to Fight. There you go. Have you ever played this?
I have. Okay. I played it briefly just so that I could have, I wanted to see how hard it was to get the Maximals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's decently difficult, but with all honesty, I didn't care enough to keep playing. It wasn't like, I didn't really have a problem with the game per se. Like, I mean, it's, you follow the map. It kind of reminded me of Mega Man Battle Network.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I just was like, eh, I don't really care anymore. Like it's kind of done. And so I just left it alone and just didn't care anymore. But
yeah,
I mean, Earth Wars. Yeah. I still play that. I've been playing that since it came out.
2016. Yep, you have. Hey.
6 years later, still playing it.
Yep, absolutely.
And I finally got Optimal Optimus and Transmetal 2 Megatron this last week.
Yay, we'll talk about that at the end of the news. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some Transformers sound effects and other stuff, and we'll be back after this with comics and other news as well. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
The Powers of Grayskull series has covered every episode of all of the Masters of the Universe cartoons except for two. Join Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, evolve into the Masters of Grayskull, and finally reveal the revelation of Masters of the Universe. We'll also be finding out the origins of how guests got into or out of watching the Masters of the Universe cartoons, and so much more. You can find the podcast at geekcastradio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
He-Man! Always He-Man!
Hey, it's Wes from Popping Off Toys. Wanted to let you know about poppingofftoys.com. We can be your number one source for Funko collectible figures to add to your ever-growing collection. If you're in Nashville, Tennessee, we actually have a retail store that you can come by, 5916 Charlotte Pike. And for the rest of us, poppingofftoys.com is always open, and you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even TikTok. And the name is just simply Popping Off Toys. Thank you so much, and always keep it popping.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba weep grana, weep ninny bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes things can be so funny.
Rob Paulson.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, folks, we are back here on All Things Transformers, heading into the comic news. And yes, folks, it is true. IDW will lose the Transformers and G.I. Joe license at the end of 2022. However, as stated in The Hollywood Reporter, the company still has a year's worth of stories planned, including a celebration of Joe's 40th anniversary. The moves come in the wake of The Hollywood Reporter reporting a December that Skybound, the imprint run by The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman, was in talks to pick up the license from Hasbro, the Rhode Island-based toy and media corporation. At the end of 2022, IDW will bid a fond farewell to the publication of G.I. Joe and Transformers comic books and graphic novels, the company said in a statement provided to THR. We're exceedingly proud of our stewardship of these titles, 17 years with the Robots in Disguise and 14 years with a Real American Hero, and thank the legions of fans and all that. My Little Pony, Dungeons and Dragons comics based on the Hasbro brands will be published by IDW still. I think ever since I started the pull bag and ever since Ender, our good buddy Ender, you know, told me about Shadow Play and all that going on with James Roberts and Shockwave and everything else. And that's a whole thing I'd have to explain to you at a later date. But people, when I say the term Shadow Play, they know what I'm talking about. Ever since I started reading the IDW comics, the Phase 2 comics, and doing them on the pull bag, It's the IDW books are my Transformers comics, just like the Marvel books are everybody's stuff from years past and everything else. I know everyone loved Dreamwave and all that. But the IDW books did something and did many things well, and they ended their 2.0 universe with bringing in, like, literally the last thing. They did everything else for about 13 years. Fine, you want to take 13 years to bring in Unicron? I'm fine with you doing that versus, you know, having him come in after six movies or whatever. You know, it was so fun. It was so good. I need to catch up with the new 2019 IDW reboot. I know you and I tried to do the first three volumes. We did do them, and we weren't that thrilled with them. But I want to catch up with those stories and see what's going on with those, because I do think that there was room for, you know, betterment, but it's going to be interesting to see where the Transformers comics go after this. And then we also have the Beast Wars. This is, let me make sure I have this right, Brenda Chi or Chai, C-H-I. This is her, this is Beast Wars cover B for issue number 14. And it's basically Cheetor and Rat Trap and Primal, and something's going on in the thing here. Everyone is acting a bit strange in Transformers Beast Wars number 14. Waspinator and Scorponok come across some more of the aggressive mutant animals we've seen in earlier arcs and find out what actually mutated them. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
It looks like the hate plague.
Oh, please, no.
Yes, hate plague.
Please, no.
It's better than shattered glass.
Hey, you leave shattered glass alone.
No, we need to leave that alone. We need to just go
away. Leave it alone. The last bit of news we have for other news is that we have this art print, which is very, very cool. This is a different art print than the last art print I talked about. This is official G1 Optimus versus Megatron art print by Sam Gilby, full reveal. And it's, you know, it's got Megatron with his energy mace and Optimus with his energy axe. And it's got Thundercracker, Starscream, and Skywarp flying in the background. Very, very cool. And then there's also, I love this. I think this is really interesting. There's an Autobot logo with Optimus Prime's body and head inside. Like, seriously, we need to make this the new face of the podcast. This art is awesome. I love this. I need to get this guy on the podcast, seriously, because this Autobot logo is by far my favorite. Very cool. Thoughts?
I love art.
Yeah.
As far as, like, when it's, like, done like this.
Like, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously the classic fight from More Than Meets the Eye. Energy axe up top, energy mace down bottom in the whatever, because he's not swinging it towards Prime. Prime is swinging the axe towards him. And then you have this cool-ass Autobot logo with Optimus Prime inside the logo. That's amazing. I wish there was a Decepticon version with Megatron, but I don't think there is. At least not yet.
Hard to say.
Yeah, but just wow. Absolutely wow. Love that. Love that art.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got toys in. What did you get in recently?
Well, it's more so what went out.
Oh, okay. Well, what'd you get rid of?
The dragon.
Yeah, you had a hard time hiding that thing.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was, like, because she knew about it. But it was, I had nowhere to put it. It was too big. And it was a third party, and it looked spectacular. But I was never happy with the face sculpt. And then from the moment I opened it, I had buyer's remorse. And it wasn't because, like, the design was, like I said, flawless, except for the robot mode face. There was something I was always off about it, and it just put me off. But there was also the fact that he was so bloody huge. Like, that thing stood, like, the bot itself stood, like, 11, maybe 12 inches with his wings, because you couldn't – his wings were so big. You couldn't really fold them up enough to pose him. And I had this low profile shelf, and the only way I could fit him was by stretching his legs out, tilting the ankles, and putting his wings at a lower proportion, but in tilting part of the part that's supposed to stick up in the back for the wings. And it still was like, it was touching the top. And so I just, with my new desk, I could have easily put it in there, but I had the option for another shelf in there, which I was able to house my G1 characters.
Right.
And have the beasts below.
Yeah.
But he was, again, still too tall, and he would have taken up too much of the cabinet, because these are, like, they're not as deep.
Yeah.
And dust, like, I didn't want dust collecting on any of this stuff, so I have it in a cabinet so I can kind of freely look at it whenever and mess with them and transform them and all that fun stuff, or play with the kids or whatever. But again, it was one of those ones you could never touch. You could never transform it. You could, you know, it was just, it really wasn't worth having.
Yeah.
So I ditched it. Plus they're supposed to have in Legacy, they're supposed to have a Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Very cool. Yeah. And I've heard rumors about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to come out towards like October or something. So,
yeah,
a little bit of a waiting game, but honestly, if they do it justice, you know, and it's better than the one that came out 25 years ago, and it looks and it looks, you know, for the most part, you know, pretty decent, or at least authentic in robot mode, like the Kingdom Megatron, Beast Megatron, I'll be happy. Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be gargantuan. It doesn't have to, like, I don't care about scale. I like more of the accuracy and bot mode.
Yep.
So as long as that's there, I'm fine. And then, not to mention there's Optimal Optimus, like I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So with not having the face exact or not having the ability to bend the backpack down,
mm-hmm.
which he takes up like the amount of like two masterpiece figures because it sticks out so far.
Yeah.
Between the cannons and the backpack, and because neither one fold in. And then the fact that, you know, there's not much to pose, there's, you know, all of that anyway. So anyways, there's a nice third-party TransArt one incoming.
Yes, yes, there
and
is.
And it has three faces, it has lights, it has the retractable cannons, it has the backpack that folds down, his robot mode head actually can sit on top. It does light up in the cannon area. But that's it. There's no shooting option, which I'm fine with. There's no gun, which is fine. The shields that are on his wrists actually hold together, and he can hold them like he does in the Optimal Situation episode.
Cool.
So again, those nice aspects, and it does all four modes and everything. So, and poseable fingers, you know, ankle joints that tilt, and it's an inch taller than the original.
Very cool.
But it looks pretty close in robot mode, other than like some of the detail, finer details. It more matches the animation model. So anyways, that one is incoming. And then of course I'm waiting for Transmetal Rat Trap and Transmetal Megatron, and waiting for Legacy to finally come out with an Inferno.
That's what I was going to say about the first Beast Wars character we talked about tonight. His face kind of reminds me of Inferno. Not Wolfang, the other one.
Oh,
Cyber Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could repurpose them. I've seen a lot of people repurposing Kingdom figures and turning them into Fusors.
Oh my God.
Somebody took an Air Razor and converted it to, no, Air Razor? Silverbolt. And converted it to Air Hammer. The shark bird Fusor.
Right,
Somebody else turned the Kingdom Rhinox and did a lot of remolding and stuff. They made Fusor Torca.
Uh-huh.
Like that. It was like a killer whale mixed with like a mammoth or something like that. Really, really odd combination, but it looked pretty blasted good for a custom. So
very cool.
And then I am, of course, still working on my Dawn of Future Past Megatron, trying to figure out the chest options and what I'm going to have to cut off as far as the ports or as far as the parts of his Galvatron-esque body.
Yeah, it's funny you say what parts you're going to have to pull off of him. You can't see this right now because I don't think you have it open, but I just noticed that TFW2005.com tweeted 30DLX Transformers The Last Night Optimus Prime updated images, and it's just closer updated, you know, looks of this figure that 30 is going to put out of the Last Night Optimus. And the first image is like he's got his sword in his right hand above his, you know, behind his head, and he's got his left arm down. You just see his face, and I'm just like, I can hear it in my head. Give me your face.
I've been meaning to go back and rewatch a lot of these movies.
Well, we will. We have plan. I have plans. So don't jump the gun on that one. There are plans to celebrate 15 years of Transformers live action films this year.
Nice.
It's only February. We still got the whole year. As long as we get 7 podcasts done before December 31st about the live action films, I'll be happy. Anything else you want to bring up? Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm working on this. Still, I'm still waiting on a head.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Beast Megatron's. I was supposed to have one. Somebody was just supposed to send me to do voiceover work, and he's like, my postal service sucks. He's like, it'll eventually show up. He's like keeping an eye out for it. He says it should take 2 to 3 weeks. Well, that was a month ago.
Jeez.
So if I ever see it, it'll be, you know, interesting. So what I've noticed with some of these, like, because the new kingdom figures are their heads. You have to unscrew them from the back to get them off of the ball joint, which is attached to the torso, which the old toys, the ball joint was attached to the head.
I feel like that old song, the head bone is attached to the this bone. The only thing I am waiting on, as excited as I am for everyone to have, like I've said on this podcast before, and again, I know I'm a broken record, folks. Kingdom Rodimus, Kingdom Galvatron, the reformatted version, are really the only two Transformers toys that I absolutely want. I'm okay with not having them, though. But other than that, I am very, so far from what they've shown us this year, I'm very excited for where Transformers is going this year. I am having a blast. I want to dive back into the IDW stuff that's left to read. We have BotBots coming. We have other things coming down the, like, this is only February, folks, and they've given us so much so far between January and February. All of these online Fan First Fridays, Former Fridays, Fan First Mondays, Fan First Wednesdays, Fan First this, all these live streams that they've been doing with not just Transformers, but with all of the stuff. With, like, they're currently, as we're recording this, February 28th, 2022, they're still live streaming the 40th anniversary of G.I. Joe on YouTube right now. Nice. So I'm absolutely loving where all this stuff is going. The only thing, Hasbro, the only thing I want to see a little bit more of, because I want to see what other ones you're going to put out, is I need more Transformers Funko Pops, because it can't stop at Trax. Trax, although I love him, and he's a great Funko Pop, and I love the character, and I love Michael McConaughey. That was the last one that we really had released was the Trax, which was an exclusive. So hopefully, you know, if we get a virtual San Diego Comic-Con or if we get a virtual HasCon or whatever thing, we'll get more, at least for me, Funko stuff. And yeah, I think that's about it. So folks, in case you don't know, I know we've had this show going on for, what is it? Did you start this? 2007, 2008?
2008, August.
2008, August of 2008. Oh, God. Whew, that was a long time ago, folks. 2008, you know, 14 years of All Things Transformers. But just in case you don't know, thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website. You can listen to and comment on all of our content. That is geekcastradio.com. Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here, always, you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. You can follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio for the network, @AllThingsTFV3 for the show. I am @TFGM Mike. What are your Twitters?
@SCP21 and @SteveBillipsBO.
You can also become a fan of us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also search out All Things Transformers over there as well. Join us next time for something. It's probably not going to be a news episode. It's going to be something else. It might be a comic review. It might be one of the first 7 movie discussions. I don't know yet. But as always, we're going to be talking more Transformers here on All Things Transformers. For now, I am TFGO and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Transform and transcend with us here on All Things Transformers, and we will catch you next time. Send us out, Megatron.
Get out of my chair.
I'm not in your chair.
Oh, man. What else have we got to look forward to?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.